meeting tomorrow.
The Gemara tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah judges universe, and people pass in front of him. The Gemara, the Mishnah says a statement, but it's not clear what it is. The Gemara will explain what it is. But you should know the court case on Rosh Hashanah is like something, it's called Bnei Maron. Don't know what it is. So far we don't know what it is. Says the Gemara that the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, he gives us a hint how to be able to win the court case. So the Gemara says Hashem himself said it, that we should say on Rosh Hashanah that you are the king. So it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, he is the judge. And this is a real court case. You can imagine, in Chas Shalom, somebody is in front of a judge, and it's a very serious court case. And the judge himself gives hint to the person, and he tells him, listen, you want to be exempt from this court case, I'll tell you what to do. It's a court case. Court case means there's a prosecutor, and you're going to judge the person, he did something or he did not do something. And here comes the judge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll tell us, I'll tell you what to do, and you're going to be okay. The court case will be dismissed. I said, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to say Hashem is the king. So it's very easy, I mean, it sounds like a joke. And besides, that Baruch Hashem, every time we say Bracha, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Melech HaOlam, it means Hashem is the king. So what on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, you should appoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu as your king. Of course he's my king. I say it every day. The Gemara says, any Bracha a person says, and he doesn't say Melech HaOlam, the king of the world, the Bracha is not valid. You can say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Borei Pri HaEtz. The Gemara says, you didn't say Bracha, nothing. You got to say Melech HaOlam. Every bracha, the Gemara says. And the Tosfot said, you know, in 18, we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. So we say Elokei Avraham, this is Avraham made HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of the world. Otherwise, in 18 also we have Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avotenu Melech HaOlam. Gemara says no bracha is considered a bracha unless you say Melech HaOlam, the king of the world. Here comes Hashem, tells us, no, on Rosh Hashanah, please say that I'm the king. First of all, I do say all the time. And secondly, how it's going to help the court case? And it's too easy. I said, it's a serious court case, and the guy is going to say, you're the king of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so what? So Chachamim came, and Shekhinah Tzadola came, and they made the text of Shmonesre, the Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. I said, the first paragraph is called Malchuyot, Kingdom. And over there, you can find 10 sentences a description about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, please continue and say Zichronot, that I remember things. In order for me to remember Akedat Yitzchak, so say that I remember Noach and the Teva, I remember other things, but please say that. Came Hashem Knesset Gdola, Mordechai, and he said, okay, second paragraph in Musaf is called Zichronot. It says mainly 10 sentences about Hashem remembers, and the main thing is to get to Akedat Yitzchak. So while we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remember, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, remember Akedat Yitzchak. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, say it, and because if you say it, you'll be able to get free from the court case. Also, third paragraph in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, say 10 sentences about Shofar. When you see Shofar in the Tanakh, in the Torah, in the Tanakh, Shofar, you say, okay, Shofar, okay, fine. Now, you have the Shofar. So, say this, the Gemara says, now, for sure, you'll be exempt. Then the Gemara says, okay, but tell me, why do we blow so much? Hashem never said to blow so much. So the Gemara, well, Chachamim decided we should blow a lot. When we blow a lot, then the prosecutor gets confused. says the Gemara Yerushalmi, that's what brings that the prosecutor thinks Mashiach is here. You hear the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, he says, what do you think? And says, the prosecutor thinks Mashiach is here. I says, why? He says, when Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to blow the Shofar. I said, but it's not Hashem, Hashem doesn't blow the Shofar. People blow the Shofar downstairs. It's not the Shofar of Hashem. He says, no, never mind. He still thinks Mashiach is coming. I says, he didn't come last year, he didn't come the last few thousand years. Now he's confused. He's going to, Mashiach is coming. So the Gemara, that's why we blow so much the Shofar, in order to confuse the prosecutor. And again, the question is, how does it confuse him? And what made him confused? And why really is he still confused? After so many years, nothing happened. Still, this is going to happen. Also, in the Tfilah, also as well, in the Kiddush, Rosh Hashanah, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us the day of remembrance, the Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, Yom Teruah, it's the day that we blow the Shofar, Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim. Remember, we came out of Egypt. Came out of Egypt? It's nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean, Rosh Hashanah came out of Egypt? It's true, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Am Yisrael stopped the hard labor in Egypt, but it's not called Yitziat Mitzrayim, it's not called coming out of Egypt. Coming out of Egypt means the Exodus. Exodus, you see in the text, in the Tfilah, the Kiddush, you know what Rosh Hashanah is all about? Remember, you came out of Egypt. So what is it with Rosh Hashanah came out of Egypt? Comes the Gemara and tell us the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the universe. The Gemara says three opinions in the Gemara, what it means exactly, that how the Hashem judges the universe. One opinion of the Gemara says, as you know, says the Gemara, that there's a special mitzvah in the Torah. It's called Maaser Behema. Every Saturday morning, Abachor Maaser Pesach Kodshim Kalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah, one of the 630 mitzvot, happened to be on Rosh Chodesh Elul, that a person has to see all the newborns, sheep, or goats, or cows, kosher animals, that they are kosher to be sacrificed in Beit HaMikdash, and you have to count them. You have to count them, and he has to give 10% of them, so-called to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not exactly, but it means he has to take it to Yerushalayim, to Beit HaMikdash, they're going to slaughter it over there, and the meat are going to be allowed to eat only in Yerushalayim. It's called Maaser Behema, 10%. So the Mishnah says the Gemara was a whole idea how to do it. It's not just take 10%, let's say he has 1,000 sheep, he doesn't take 100, even though he has to take 100, but the Gemara, the Mishnah says, no, he has to do it a certain way. What you got to do, says the Gemara, so collect all the newborns from last year until Rosh Chodesh Elul and put them in the fenced area. And then you have a little door, a little gate. And in front of the gate, you're going to put the mothers of those sheep, goats, or cows, calves. And you open the door. And while they see the mother standing outside, they're going to try to go outside. They go outside. You have to start counting. You count from 1 to 9. And number 10, the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, you take a red color and you mark on the back of the sheep or the goat and the cow. And this is called number 10. You're going to Beit HaMikdash. That's again, that's halacha, special halacha. Hashem wanted it this way. We don't know why. But the Chachamim said that's how you have to do it. Not just to take 10%, put them in the fenced area, and there's a small gate, and let them go outside. You have 10,000, you have 100,000. I don't know how many days you're going to be busy doing it, but that's how you do it. You got to do it this way. Says the Gemara, you should know in Rosh Hashanah, it's the same thing. What do you mean? It says Hashem is going to judge people in Rosh Hashanah. How does he judge them? They judge them one by one, the same as this person has all his cattle, his sheep, in the fenced area, and he takes them one by one out because he needs to count them. Because number 10 is going to be for Bet HaMikdash, the number 20, the number 30. It says the person have to know Rosh Hashanah, that's how the way Hashem counts us. Just, you understand? Hashem is to count us like this. What does it mean? If Hashem wants to count us, he counts us. The Rebbe says, no, no, no. You have to think Hashem is going to count you like this. Like this, like these sheep that they go out. It says that's the way Hashem is going to count the coming out of the door. What do you mean has to count out of the door? What do you need all to? And comes the Gemara and says the second opinion. I said, second opinion, as you know, the Gemara says is a place that's like a very narrow road. Very narrow. And two entities cannot cross together. It's so narrow. And you should know also, the Gemara says that narrow is not just on a surface, on a regular area. No, this thing is a very narrow road, and the two sides is a very deep valley. And the person who walks on the narrow road on the top, wherever he's walking, he has to know that if there's another guy or another entity they want to cross and also to go, they can go together. It's called Ma'alot Bet Choron, Bet Ma'on. That's the Gemara says. So it means like this, you have to do it one by one. This is why you know what it means? Rosh Hashanah is the same thing. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem will judge you one by one, like those entities that go over there on the narrow road, one by one. What does this make? One by one, not by one. Who cares? And come to Gemara with a third opinion. The Gemara, third opinion is like the soldiers of David HaMelech. David HaMelech invented that before they went to the war, they made accounting to make sure they know who goes to the war. And if Chas v'Shalom, somebody is missing in action, they'll find him. Or they notify his wife. The man Chas v'Shalom is not back. It's Chayalot Shel Beit David, it's called the army of David HaMelech. It was a very special army. And David HaMelech invented it. Before they went to the war, they counted the people. Says the Gemara, you should know, Rosh Hashanah, that's the way the Mishnah means. And Hashem is going to judge people. How? He says he's going to count us one by one, one by one, the way David HaMelech counted his soldiers. He says, what are the examples? You want to tell me that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us one by one? So I understand very well. I need examples. This is like, you know, like the sheep, or like a narrow road, or like a soldier. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference to me. And what difference does it make? If Hashem judges one by one, or not one by one. And then the Gemara says, and then you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he judges in one split second. So the explanation means, you know, that he counts one by one, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yachol, he can do anything. So then he, in one by one, and in 1 minute, everybody was counted. But that explanation is a little bit hard, because the Gemara says, you know, it's a very serious case in Rosh Hashanah. Ari said it's very important to daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur very early. Nets, very early. This is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says when Hashem judges the king of Am Yisrael first. Says the Gemara, the reason for that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he starts judging, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets fuming and very angry and upset from the behavior of the people. Says the Gemara, if he won't judge the king first, but the time he's going to go and judge the king, he'll be so upset, he'll kill the king on the spot. Therefore, the Gemara said, first Hashem judges the king, while Hashem did not look at so-called universe yet as the day of court. So therefore, the king is having a chance to stay alive, because the king is really responsible for the country. The king includes inside himself the neshamot of all the people of the country. And if they don't behave, he is at fault. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be very upset. Says the Gemara, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the king first, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is afraid. He's going to see what the people are doing. And then so-called he's going to blame the king. He's going to kill the king right away. So you see, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges everybody at the same moment. It's not exactly like this. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, well, That's the way Rosh Hashanah expected Rosh Hashanah to be that way. This is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And Hashem is going to judge the universe one by one, and then in 1 second He's going to judge together, whatever it means. How come Chachamim tell us, you know, it says, like we say every day, telling you Shabbach, that at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yivayah Hashem L'melech HaKol Haaretz, Hashem is going to be the king at the end. It's going to be the day Mashiach will come, Hashem will be the king. What does it mean Hashem is the king? Hashem is the king every day. What does it mean Hashem is the king? The Navi says what it means is that we all going to go to Beit HaMikdash to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means Hashem is the king. It's, I mean, there's a lot of kings. So everybody can be the king of England, the queen of England, they can be the king of Sweden. It means nothing. It doesn't obligate myself to do anything. There are kings, so what? Hashem is the king. Okay, fine. So Hashem is the king. I appreciate. And I know Hashem is the king. He's up there, down here, says the Rambam. And I understand Hashem is my king. I says, what is my duty for Hashem's kingdom? What is my duty? Nothing. So during the year, what did I do? I said, listen, I do the vodes, I do the mitzvot. Chaim tells us, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem expects us something else. I says, you know, when we got out of Egypt, the Torah tells us, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, the day that we left Egypt, Torah says, Yatzu Kol Tzivot Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim. The army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Egypt. So we left Egypt, it's not we left Egypt, it's just a nation. The Torah says, the army of Hashem left Egypt. The army, Tzivot Hashem. That comes to the Gemara and says, you should know, one of the names of Hashem is Tzvakot, armies. It's one of the names. You may not erase it. You cannot find this name in the Torah. In Torah you find Kel, Elohim, Amunai, Yud Kevavke. There are seven names. Yud and He is one name you don't find in the Torah. The first time you find it in Sefer Shmuel, Chana. Says the Gemara, until Chana came, nobody called HaKadosh Baruch Hu the chief of staff. One of the descriptions of Hashem is the chief of staff. Elokei HaTzvakot. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, I want to explain to you something. Chana was 130 years old. She could not have any children. And then she came to Shiloh and she prayed. And the way she prayed to Hashem, she told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, you, God, you're the chief of staff of the army. Says the Gemara, the first person ever called HaKadosh Baruch Hu chief of staff was Chana. What did she say? She said, if I'm going to have a baby, that baby is going to serve you. He's a Levi, because Shmuel's father was a Levi, Elkanah. And says, I'm going to bring him to Beit HaMikdash when he's 2 years old. And he's going to stay there forever. He doesn't come home. I do Bar Mitzvah in Beit HaMikdash, wedding in Beit HaMikdash. He says, he doesn't come. He's going to be your servant. He's going to be your soldier. He says, the Gemara Chana was the first one. That she realized, really, that Hashem's name is not just God Almighty, God of mercy, God of kindness. No. He's also chief of staff. I says, where do you get it? On Rosh Hashanah. So that's why on Rosh Hashanah, we read the Haftarah. On Rosh Hashanah, we read the Haftarah about Chana. Of course, the Gemara says, you know, Chana, 130 years old, she couldn't have a child. And on Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided she'll have a child. I said, why? Why? Why happened? Of course, Rosh Hashanah. No, Rosh Hashanah, one of the conditions, say Chachamim, say the Gemara, is that you have to accept Hashem as a king. Of course Hashem is my king. Who else? No, you don't understand. A king, says the Gemara, means that you are one of his soldiers. So that's what Chana understood. That's what the Gemara says. Chana was the first one to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu the chief of staff. Because the king, you think, you know, it's my, but he's chief of staff. You say, no, it means you must be a soldier. Says the Gemara, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Rosh Hashanah comes, and you have a court case. I says, you should know, the first thing on Rosh Hashanah, you have to feel, you're the soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soldier of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, tell you what it means. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it says, you know, after Yom Kippur, the next morning after Yom Kippur, and the person didn't know sins, nothing. Everybody is clean. Hashem forgave everybody. Says Shulchan Aruch, please get up a little bit earlier than you usual time that you wake up. The Gemara says, why? Says the Gemara, the prosecutor goes to Hashem on Yom Kippur and tells him, listen, yesterday was Yom Kippur, and look, they're sleeping in bed. I said, what's sleeping in bed? So what? It's heaven. So what, sleeping in bed? What sin is it to sleep in bed? So now we're not going to pass the time of Shema Israel. We're going to go to the 8 o'clock minyan, or 9 o'clock minyan, or in Borough Park 11 o'clock minyan, or in Williamsburg 1 o'clock in the afternoon minyan. So what? What's wrong with this? As long as we go to pray. He said, no, you don't understand? If you're a soldier, there's no such thing. Yesterday I went to a wedding, I had a bar mitzvah, I had a pidyon haben, I had this, I had that, I couldn't get up in the morning. I said, you can't get up. No such thing by a soldier. Soldier means that you're here to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you fight for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. First thing, you have to be a soldier. Say, Shulchan Aruch, you know, Moshe Yom Kippur, the prosecutor tells the people, listen, look what's going on, they're sleeping. I said, well, so what if they're sleeping? It's not a sin? No, a soldier doesn't sleep. A soldier has to be up. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. In Bet HaMikdash there were 24 spots. The Kohanim and Levim used to watch Bet HaMikdash at night time. Says the Mishnah was Isha Rabbit, a manager, used to walk by. And whoever didn't say hello to him, it means he's half asleep. Says the Mishnah, the guy used to tell him, listen, you're sleeping, right? I said, oh, no. He said, okay, too bad. He used to take his clothing and burn it. He used to go home without his clothing. Just regular, something very light. And what happened? You're watching Bet HaMikdash, and you're not watching. Means you have to be the soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Kohanim and Levim are called the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Rosh Hashanah, says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want the case to be dismissed, I tell you. Your problem last year that you did not behave, you did not do everything you should have done, or maybe you did certain things you should not have done, it's just because you're not a soldier. If you be a soldier of Hashem, you never allow yourself to do anything against the truth of stuff. Actually comes the Gemara and says in one version, you should know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, he took us out of Egypt because we didn't change our clothing. We didn't change our names. We didn't change our language. As a simple explanation means that we did not assimilate. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara said just, didn't change clothes. So what if they change clothing? So what if they speak another language? So what? The Gemara could have said they didn't assimilate. But the idea is because Torah says, listen, you came out of Egypt as the army of Hashem. Can you imagine in the army, one soldier dresses like this, and the other one dresses like that. One speaks this language, the other one speaks another language, but it's not an army. An army means unity, do all together. I says, now comes Rosh Hashanah, Hashem said, listen, the first thing, say Malchuyot. Say, I'm your king. I did say, He says, listen, that I'm the king of the world, I know. But you know, when Mashiach will come, I'll be the king of the world. What do you mean? I'm now awesome. No, you don't understand. I said, Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to be the king, and all of us will be the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is the time, say the Gemara, Kivnei Maron. So what is this? Mas is like the soldiers of David HaMelech. You know what soldiers of David HaMelech says the Gemara? They used to have apparition. Every soldier, before he became a soldier, the time of David, he used to take the flesh out of the bottom of his foot and take out his splint in order for them to be able to run fast. So you can run fast if you have shoes on. If you ever watched the wars between Israel and Arabs, every war, the Arabs used to take off the shoes and run back to Egypt. I remember as a kid, it was 1956, 57, 57, Yitzhak Kadesh, He would have said, show us pictures. How the Arabs, they left all the shoes in Sinai Desert. The same thing happened 1961, 1967, same thing. So David HaMelech told you, the Gemara said, they used to have an operation, you want to become a soldier? You've been drafted to the army. So what you got to do? First thing, they took off, they shaved the palm of the feet, of the soldiers. Took out the flesh. Like this, doesn't hurt you. And you can run, you run on your bone. And also they take out the splint, because when people run, sometimes the splint hurts. So that's when it's near the Farad Hashem. As the Navi says, you know, you have to chase to know Hashem. As the Gemara says, one of the tests to see if you're a soldier or not, if you take it easy, you take it easy, not a soldier. Soldier doesn't take it easy. Soldier has to have uniform. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, listen, Rosh Hashanah, say you my king, that you are, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you my king. He says, what do you mean? I'm your king. Of course I'm your king. No. You're my soldier, says the Gemara. Chayalim shel Beit David HaMelech. Hashem is going to look at you and Rosh Hashanah and says, are you my soldiers or not? Are you my soldier or not? That's the question. I said, yeah, I'm your soldier. He said, well, let me see. I said, Satan said this on Motzei Yom Kippur. He says, Satan is again, say to people, listen, the soldier is sleeping. He says, Shulchan Aruch, Motzei Yom Kippur, you should get up earlier. And so Dari says, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, try to pray nets. Try to pray nets. Because, you know, a soldier gets up early. You can be a soldier in the army and get up at 11 o'clock and have a coffee in the Danish and read a newspaper and then go and see what's going on. By that time, the war is over. So it happened to me, that exactly happened this on we came out of Egypt. Mr. Kadosh Baruch Hu called us this way. He called us, you are the army of Hashem. That's what Hannah understood. And that's what Hannah, she adopted it to her son. That's what Hannah said to Hashem, Hashem, I'm going to have a child. I am 130 years old. But if I have one, he's going to be a soldiers of yours. I said, the Gemara said, huh? She called in the text. And you read Haftarah on Rosh Hashanah. That's what we read on Rosh Hashanah. That's why Chachamim said, read Haftarah Rosh Hashanah about Chana. So Chana, Hashem gave her a child on Rosh Hashanah. I said, what do you mean? No, on Rosh Hashanah, we have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's a chief of staff. She said it. She said it first. She said it first. Before David HaMelech, she said it first. You can find chief of staff, the name Tzvakot, Hashem, one of the seven names that Hashem has that you're not allowed to erase it. And you can say it with your mouth. It says, who made it? The one says, Hannah. Hannah. Continues the Gemara and says, let me tell you something else. I says, you know, if a person wants to know his obligation, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem said, I'll tell you what your obligation is. I says, you want me to remember you. So in order for me to remember Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak, the Gemara says, Akedat Yitzchak means Hashem took Yitzchak and wanted to make him a sacrifice. I says, Rosh Hashanah comes. I says, okay, so what do you think? You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember Akedat Yitzchak. Hashem remembers it. No. You want to say something about yourself to be like Akedat Yitzchak. So what do you say? So you must tell what you say. You say, no, there's a special mitzvah. It's called Maaser Behemah. And it says, on Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, this is the cut-off date of all the babies, of the sheep, the cow, the goats, and to put them in the fenced area, and then a little gate. And then the owner starts taking them out and counting them. When he gets to number 10, he puts a red mark on his back and says, you know, you for Hashem. Says the Gemara, that's what you have to have. Says when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shamaim, after we did the golden calf, he said, Mil Hashem Elai. He says, who wants to be for Hashem? When he says Hashem, means you have to give your life. You're ready to give your life to Hashem. It's one thing, it's called a soldier. One thing you know, I'm giving my life to Hashem. I mean, like I'm a sacrifice to Hashem. He says, who? Yitzchak was a sacrifice. I said, Hashem said, the Gemara said, a person, Rosh Hashanah, he says, has to know Hashem is going to judge you. He's going to look at you. He's going to look at you first. Are you my soldier? And then, how big a soldier? You want to sit in an office? Or you're ready to give your life for Hashem? Says the Gemara, that's what you have to have in mind. That Hashem wants you to know that He's going to remember Yitzchak. And why Yitzchak? Yitzchak was a sacrifice. Yitzchak was a sacrifice. It says you have to imagine that you're going to be saying, I'm going to be sacrificed. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging me. What do you mean? Like that person, the owner of the ship. He takes them out and he counts them. And by number 10, he says, you, number 10, is sacrificed to Hashem. They're going to take you to Yerushalayim. They're going to slaughter it in Beit HaMikdash and they give the meat to the people over there. And says, they say, a person has to feel that he wants to sacrifice his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Happened to be in Egypt, he did the same thing. He says, what happened in Egypt? He says, the day before we left, Moshe told us that we have to do Brit Milah. We do Brit Milah. He says as well, you know, the secret of Brit Milah is when the father does and gives Brit Milah to his son, it's like a sacrifice. It's like a ktoret, says the Zohar. So actually, in Egypt, before we left, all of us became the sacrifice of Hashem. The same thing is going to happen on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, this is what Hashem is going to judge. He's going to look at you. Are you ready not just to be my soldier? Are you ready to be a sacrifice? Continues the Gemara and says, you know, the third thing. So the Gemara and Sanhedrin explain. Sanhedrin said, you know, this is a very, very narrow road. And the Gemara says, the Gemara uses an example of two camels. The two camels, they want to walk through this narrow road. And it's impossible for both of them to walk together. One has to give up and to be kind and generous and very down to earth to let his friend go before him. That's called Ma'ale Betron, Ma'ale Bet Maron. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara uses an example of a camel. Gemara doesn't use an example of a donkey or horse. Says the Gemara, let me tell you what the camel is all about. Says the Gemara, you know, if somebody has a dream, and in Hebrew, a camel is gamal. Says the Gemara, if somebody has a dream, in the dream he sees the words gamal, camel, he should know that he really was in trouble, and Hashem saved him. So Chachamim said, actually, you know, the camel is a very, very special creature. Camel doesn't hurt anyone. And the opposite. If any creature wants to attack the camel starts screaming so loud for the animal to be afraid to come near him. Because actually the camel does not want to hurt that creature, that entity that wants to hurt him. Based, the Gemara says, on its nude, on the modesty and the purity of a camel, it's a very special thing. So here comes the Gemara and takes an example, a camel, and says, look what happened, it's a very narrow road, and there are two camels over here, and they can walk together. One has to give up, and one has to be very kind and merciful. Because if they're not, says the Gemara, they both will fall into the deep valley and they'll die. Says the Gemara, no, Rosh Hashanah, you have to feel the same. You are like the camel. What do you mean with the camel? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what the power of the shofar is. And the power of the shofar, when a person hears the shofar, says the Gemara, v'amlo yicharadu, it means you have to get scared. So, scared of what? I said, listen, your behavior is not 100%. Shinemar, says the Gemara, shapru ma'asechem. The word shofar comes from the word make it better. Your habits should be better. Your behavior should be better. I says that's the power of the shofar. So the shofar is to scare us, but when people are scared, they behave nicely to each other. In all the wars, people get united, people help each other, no more enemies. It says we all feel that we're in trouble. Rosh Hashanah says the Gemara, you have to feel you're in trouble. You're in trouble. So the shofar, the job of the shofar is to scare us. And then what? Then we have to feel like a camel. Then, says the Gemara, camel, if somebody sees the word camel in a dream, it means Hashem, so-called, dismiss bad decree from him. That wasn't him. That's all power. Says the Gemara, that's what Hashem tells us. Hashem tells us in Rosh Hashanah, those are the three things that you got to do in Rosh Hashanah in order the case to be dismissed. Be the soldier of Hashem, be ready to sacrifice yourself to Hashem, and make sure that you are very kind with others. You're very, very merciful, and you give up, you're not stubborn, and you don't want to grab things, and you're not interested, and you let go. You don't have to be the first one. Says the Gemara, that's exactly how Hashem is going to judge you. But all of them in 1 second. That's what the Gemara means. It means those are the three conditions, but not one of them is enough for two of them. Hashem said all three of them. Let's call Zecher Yitzat Mitzrayim. That's exactly what happened in Egypt. In Egypt, we were the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Egypt, we made Brit Milah. And in Egypt, the Gemara said, no one spoke Lashon Hara in Egypt. If they would have spoken Lashon Hara about each other, they wouldn't come out. Moshe said it. Moshe said, when Moshe came outside, on the second day that he came down from the palace, he heard, so Natan of Aviram, they tell him, listen, we're going to tell Paro what you did to the Egyptian. Moshe said, now I know why they suffer so much. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, eventually, the nation understood it. No one said Lashon Hara. Everybody was very, very good with each other. So that's what it is. I says, that's happened in Egypt. That's what we say in the Kiddush, that's what we say in the Tefillah, Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. Hashem gave us Rosh Hashanah. It says Rosh Hashanah is time of Exodus. Like we came out of Egypt, you come out of your problems. I says the Gemara says, you know what Rosh Hashanah is all about? So the Gemara says, listen, you blow a lot the shofar. Blow the shofar. Why blow the shofar? Pray a lot. Say more things about Hashem's king. No. The shofar is going to make you think about your habits, about your behavior. That's what Hashem says. Hashem wants your behavior to be better. And if your behavior is going to be better, after you appointed Hashem to be the chief of staff, and you're ready to be sacrificed to Hashem, then, says the Gemara, the prosecutor thinks Moshiach is here. He says, what do you think of Moshiach is here? Because I hear the shofar. So what? Which shofar is this? That's regular shofar in the Knesset. He says, no, you don't understand. The power of the shofar is to tell us, Be better person. You say, be better person. That's what happened in Egypt. We were better. I said, Hashem redeemed us. Hashem took us out of Egypt. I said, the Gemara says, that's what happened on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, when we blow and blow and blow, the reason is to blow is to hear more shofar. Shofar means be a better person. The pastor thinks Mashiach is going to come. Because that's what Chachamim say. The only time Mashiach will come is we will be united. All of us, because otherwise, Chas Shalom, who knows what's going to happen, a tragedy. So Rosh Hashanah is just a time of redemption if we fulfill those three things. That's what the Gemara says. We have to prepare ourselves, the Gemara says, for Rosh Hashanah. I said, yeah, Hashem is the king, and Hashem is not the king. You got to be a soldier to Hashem. You have to be ready to sacrifice. You have to be 100% with your friends, with everybody. There is no hatred, no Lashon Hara, no nothing. I said, the Gemara says, oh, that's the whole idea. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dismiss the case. The Gemara says, that's the pasuk is scared of it, of Rosh Hashanah. Of our shofar, because they, our shofar, may and will wake up the shofar of Hashem. We need to go into a sermon of Amen.
Amen.